السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to this week's khutbah, and the topic is Seeking Refuge in Allah, Al-Isti'adha Billah. Alhamdulillah, all praises are for Allah, the Most Generous, from whom nothing is hidden, and who is over all things Hafidh, the Protector. We praise him with a praise commensurate to the immensity of his rank, and I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of absolute love, adoration, and worship except Allah, the One, the utterly unique, having no partners in his oneness, the Master of all, the True, the One who clarifies and makes clear all things. And I bear witness that our Master, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the slave of Allah and his Messenger. O Allah, send your prayers, blessings and grace upon our Prophet Muhammad, and upon his family, the pure, and all his companions, and whomsoever follows them in the best of ways till the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, slaves of Allah, and myself, with an awe-filled consciousness of Allah. For verily Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. Indeed, those who fear Allah, when an impulse touches them from Shaitan or Satan, they remember him, and at once they have insight. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this verse that we just quoted, informs us about the mechanism by which we turn to Allah whenever we are given these touchings or these suggestions from shaitan. About this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. He said, and if an evil suggestion comes to you from shaitan, then seek refuge in Allah. Indeed, he is the hearing and the knowing. So the way to deal with these lumps or these suggestions from the devil is to turn back, or as he says, إِسْتِعَاذْ بِاللَّهِ, to turn to Allah. So what does isti'adha mean? What does the term to seek refuge in Allah mean? When we look at this linguistically, it means to completely hand yourself over to him and to seek his aid. In other words, to recognize la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, that there is no strength and there is no authority except through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For shaitan has no authority over you in and of himself, and nor do you have the authority, unless you seek it or the aid of Allah by yourself, to repel yourself from shaitan. Rather, if you were to completely rely on yourself and not seek the support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that itself is what aids shaitan in harming and afflicting you in your religion or purpose, because that is precisely what he wants you to do. He wants to affect your deen and your state of reliance on Allah. He wants to affect your iman and your state of trust in Allah. He wants to affect your tawakkul and your state of completely giving yourself to Allah. And so the very way by which he wants to affect you is the root and the source by which you can save yourself from him, i.e. by turning back to Allah in all of those things, and assigning your affair to Allah in all of those things, and by asking for Allah's aid. And so isti'adha is exactly that. It is the process by which you turn yourself and hand yourself over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In that essence, it's nothing but recognizing Allah's qudra, Allah's omnipotent capability, that he is Qadir, that he is the one who is capable over all things, that he is the one who can give us respite, and if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted us to avail some type of ibtila, some type of punishment, some type of trial, then there was no one who could give us respite from that. And in fact, shaitan is called Rajim, which literally means the one who has been cast out. And his being cast out is simply because he has been given this position of bu'd, this position of distance, this position of alienation, precisely because he has declared himself as an enemy to mankind. He said, I am the adu, the enemy to mankind, with only one thing on his agenda, and that is to lead mankind astray. So that's his sole occupation, or his job title, if you could call it that. And that's for that reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna shaytana lakum aduun fattakhiduhu aduwa. Indeed, shaytan is an enemy unto you, so take him as an enemy. In other words, the sole role that shaytan has taken himself for, which is to block you from traveling to Allah, to make you distance from Allah, precisely through his own distance from Allah, then Allah is reminding us that this is his role, so you become of those who are close to Allah. You take the path that draws you to Allah, for shaitan only draws you and invites you to become the companions of the blaze. And so take him and his role, and that the khutwat, the steps that he's calling you to, as being part of the things that you have to abstain for. Because just as shaitan is your adu, Allah is the wali of alladhina amanu. Allah is the loving protector. Allah is the one who's guiding you. So just as shaitan is your adu, then know who is your loving protector and busy yourself with him through the ta'a, through piety, acts of piety and dutiful obedience. And so effectively, shaitan becomes nothing but the masdar, the verbal noun, that which enables the way of coming and being distant from Allah. And so see all of the kaid of shaitan. Once you see this plotting and planning of the shaitan, then you know the kaiduhu da'if, that his plotting and planning is weak. But you have to see it from the vantage point of knowing that you are through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya bani Adam, la yaftinannakum ash-shaytanu kama akhraja abawaykum min al-jannah. O children of Adam, let not Satan tempt you as he removed your parents from paradise. Because this is what shaitan takes from his own position. And that's why shaitan says, لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ وَلَا تَجِدُوا أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. Shaitan says, because this is the error of his, that he ascribed his own going astray and refused to take responsibility of himself to Allah. And he said, because you put me in error, he said, لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ, I will surely sit and wait for them. Upon what? صِرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, upon your straight path, the path that Allah has set for them. And he says, and then I will come to them from where? مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ, from in front of them. وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ, and from behind them. وَأَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ, and from their right. وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ, and from their left. وَلَا تَجِدُوا, and that's why أَكْثَرُهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ, you will not find any one of them grateful. So the sign that you are not on the way of shaitan is that you are a person of shukr. One of the signs of being on the Sirat al-Mustaqim is that you are a person of shukr. You make much gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you also have gratitude to the people. Man la yashkuru an-nas la yashkuru Allah. Someone who is not grateful to the people is not grateful to Allah. And the sign that you are being made distant from Allah, and that shaitan is blocking you, and he's managed to get through to you, is that you are ungrateful. You do not find a gratitude in your heart. First and foremost for the ata'ah, that which Allah is giving you, being itself, availing of blessings that none of us deserve. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the people who believe, says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, la tattabi'u khutawati shaytan, wa man yattabi' khutawati shaytani fa innahu ya'muru bil fahsha'i wal munkar. He says, O you who believe, do not follow the khutawat, do not follow the footsteps or the paths, or the foot, you know, the places where you walk on a path and then you see the traces of someone who's walked before. And so it's almost as if he's leading you on a path, and the end point of that path will be destruction. So Allah says, don't even follow the, don't even take those initial steps that you think, okay, that's just a minor thing, or you think, oh well, that everyone does that anyway, or you think this is just, you know, this is just the times, and you take that one step, but that one step leads you on to another step and another step before you know what, halak, you're destroyed, ma'al halakin, with those who are destroyed. And it all started from one step. So Allah says, oh, you believe, do not take these steps of the devil, and whomsoever follows these steps, indeed he does what, eh, ya'muru, he, shaitan finally commands such a person, bil fahsha'i wal munkar, to become to immorality, something of ugliness, something that is, any sane person, a person of fitrah, a person of naturalness, would say, hada fahsh, this is ugly. But he commands you to that, and munkar, and doing which is wrong. And so the way that to abstain from that is isti'adha, to turn back to Allah, which is nothing but, now as we've covered, tahqiqul iman, making the iman real, making it actualized, making it true in our hearts. And this is what establishes what? Himayatul Rahman, the protection of the Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so for this reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he says, وَلَقَدْ صَدَّقَ عَلَيْهِمْ إِبْلِيسُ ظَنَّهُ فَاتَّبَعُوهُ إِلَّا فَرِيقًا مِّنْهُمْ أي إِلَّا فَرِيقًا مِّنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And Iblis has already confirmed through them his assumptions. And so they followed him except for a group of the believers. And so the way to cope against Shaitan is to be from that group of believers who give themselves over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as in part of their ubudiyah, their slavehood, their servanthood to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs Shaitan. He says, "Inna 'ibadi laysa laka 'alayhim sultan." Over my slaves, you do not have over them any authority. وَكَفَى بِرَبِّكَ وَكِيلًا. And sufficient is your Lord as a disposer of their affairs. And so the way, brothers and sisters, to push aside this waswasa, these satanic misgivings and doubts and thoughts, the way to push aside anxiety, the way to push aside despair, is to have tawakkul and trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that the tactic for shaitan is to bring about this kind of fear. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الشَّيْطَانُ يَعِدُكُمُ الْفَقَرُ. The shaitan promises you or threatens you with poverty. وَيَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالْفَحْشَاءُ. And orders you to immorality. But whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you the opposite, وَاللَّهُ يَعِدُكُمْ مَغْفِرَةً مِّنْهُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises you forgiveness from him. أي مَغْفِرَةً مِّنْهُ وَفَضْلًا. And he promises you also bounty. وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. And Allah is the all-encompassing and the all-knowing. So the way of leading the goodly life, the way of engaging in that which is good, is the way of taking refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? And so the way of taking refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the doing of that which is good and the abstaining from that which is haram, which is not good. And that's why from the secrets of taking ista'adha is to do the halal, which goes even to the food that we eat. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ كُلُوا مِمَّا فِي الْأَرْضِ حَلَالًا. And he says, eat from that in the earth which is halalan tayyiban wa la tattabi'u khutawati ash-shaytan innahu lakum aduwwun mubin. O mankind, eat from whatsoever is on the earth that is lawful, halal and tayyib, and tayyiba, good. And do not follow once again the footsteps of the devil, because he is a clear enemy. And so this is one of the ways engaging halal and with the halal, and the another way of it, taking isti'adha or refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the devil, is to be people of peace, to be peacemakers. And peace that has to be ascertained and made real inwardly. And so when we find ourselves agitated, when we find ourselves given to dispute and anger and argumentation, then we should know that shaitan is coming to us at these moments, and we should be of people of level-headedness. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the way of the people of who abstain from shaitan is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا ادْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَةً. O you who believe, enter into peace. Well, literally Islam in this sense, but literally peace, kafa, completely. And then Allah says, and do not follow the footsteps of the devil again. إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. He is once again for you a clear enemy. And so what shaitan often wants to do is to simply sow this discord and sow this rancor and sow this anger. And that's why he says, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَن يُوقَعَ بَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءِ. Indeed, shaitan only wants to cause between you animosity and hatred. And so one of the ways, again, to make isti'adha or protection from shaitan is to make sure that we have good relationships with one another. In a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he narrates to the nearest meaning that this throne of Iblis is upon water. And then he sends detachments of his group, various factions of his group, for literally creating dissension amongst people. And one of them in rank comes to him and is most notorious in creating dissension and says, I did such and such, I did so and so. And he's responded to by shaitan, by Iblis, saying, you've done nothing. And then one of them comes and says, I did not spare such and such until I sowed the seed of discord between the husband and the wife. In other words, the most sacred relationship in the societal terms is the husband and wife. So the epitome, what the shaitan really wants to do, is to break marriages, to cause rancor and hatred between husband and wives. Because the husband and wives, if they love each other, then they'll produce loving families. And if they produce loving families, then we'll have loving societies. And if we have loving societies, then we'll have loving nations. And so that's where he wants to start off. And at that point, shaitan rejoices when he says, I've made hatred between husband and wife. He says, you've done well. At that point, one of the narrators say that shaitan is as if he embraces the fellow devil. And so, brothers and sisters, isti'adha, seeking refuge in Allah, isn't just a statement, isn't just saying, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. It's an embodiment. It means that we don't do certain things. We stay from the haram. It means that we guard our hearts. It means that we sincerely hand ourselves to Allah. And it means that we look at our relationships and we don't give ourselves to anger. We don't give ourselves to bad opinions. We don't give ourselves to fahsh, bad words. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to control ourselves. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whenever you find yourself in a certain state, Allah says, idfa' billati hiya ahsanu sayyi'ah. He says, repel by means of what is best that which appears as evil. Nahnu a'lamu bima yasifun. He says, and then, so because we are most knowing of what they describe. And then you say, وَقُلْ رَبِّي أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنَ هَمَزَاتِ الشَّيَاطِينَ. And say, O Allah, I seek refuge in you from the incitements of the devils. وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ رَبِّي أَن يَحْضُرُونَ. And I seek refuge in you, O my Lord, that I be, lest they, these hamazat, these incitements of the devil, be present with me. Elsewhere, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, say to my dear slaves, يَقُولُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ, to say that which is good. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَنْزَغُ بَيْنَهُمْ إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ كَانَ لِلْإِنسَانِ عَدُوًا مُبِينًا. He says, indeed, shaitan induces dissension amongst them. Indeed, shaitan is to you a clear enemy. So with this summary, brothers and sisters, we know isti'adha is a big thing. We know this has to be a platform of our lives. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bestow upon us from His vast bounty and generous kindness to make us real human beings devoted to Him, seeking refuge in Him. We also ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us amongst those who are qanitin, devoutly obedient to Him, to enable us to be in service to the way of His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to be in obedience in service of those He's ordered us to be in obedience to. I say this and I ask Allah for forgiveness for me and for you, so invoke Him for forgiveness, for He is the most forgiving, the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This week's khutbah has been brought to you by Idha'at al-Quran, Abu Dhabi.